Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Network broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor to be here today. I pray that you had a beautiful week today. Last couple of weeks, we've been talking about spiritual discipline. We talked about studying. We talked about prayer. We talked about how to be dedicated in the things of God. We talked about sin, okay? And so today, we're going to talk about worship, worship, worship. Oh, hallelujah. How I love to worship. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited for this teaching today because it really, really ministered to me. It really pulled me into the depths of what God is trying to convey to us when we go into his presence of worship. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, hallelujah. Before I start with this word today, we will be coming from the second Samuel, the sixth chapter, we'll be talking about David. And so before we move forward in the teaching today, we want to go before the throne and pray unto God. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, We give you all praise. We give you all glory. We thank you for this word that's going to go forth today, God. We pray that you open up those their understanding. We ask that you give them wisdom, God. We ask that you speak a word in this due season, oh God. Many need a word from you, God, today. We ask that you speak a word to them, God. Lord, we thank you for those that have tuned in today, God. We ask that you give them a double portion, oh God. We ask that you give them a hundredfold and return of blessings today, God. We thank you for this word that's going to move forward. We pray that you anoint it, oh God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Worship, worship. I love to worship. Oh, my goodness. I love to worship. I love to worship. That's one of the things I really love to do. And so what happened is worship, oh, hallelujah. Like I said before, it brings you, it pulls you into the presence of God. I know when I put on worship music in my home, it brings a sense of serenity. It brings a sense of peace. Peace, oh hallelujah. Worship shifts your mind from thinking about the cares of this world into shifting into the presence. Somebody need to get excited. And the presence of God. When we worship, we are giving reverence to the kings of kings, and we're giving reverence to the Lord of lords. We're coming to him not because of we want someone to perform for us or anything like that, but we're coming to God because he is the Lord of our life. He is the strength of our salvation. And so when we worship, oh, hallelujah, what we're seeing is when we worship, when we go into the presence of God, when we worship, and we have to understand there's no sickness in worship. There's no stress in worship. When you go before God and worship, it's just you and him. Oh, hallelujah. You can be in a church and hundreds of thousands of people can be around you. But when you get into his presence, oh, hallelujah, it's about you and him. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to say to themselves today, worship, worship, worship. I'm reminded in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter, when Jesus had been baptized by John the Baptist, and the Bible said that he was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit, and he was tempted by Satan. And as Satan was talking to having a conversation about Jesus, because he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he thought that because he had fasted that he was weak. Oh, hallelujah. But we know our Lord is not weak. It says in the 8th verse, of Matthew, the 4th chapter, it says, next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. Okay? And it says, and it he showed them and their glory. And he said, I would give it all to you, he said, if you just kneel down and worship. And then Jesus responded, get out of here. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to say, get out of here, Satan. Jesus told him, for the scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And so we see here that Jesus is quoting a scripture from the Old Testament where it says, you shall not worship no one but your Lord and our Savior. Okay? And so it's saying, Jesus is saying that I don't care that I am hungry. He said, what you're trying to give me already belongs to me. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I don't want nothing that belongs to you, Satan. And so many people, they find themselves in a position where they're weak, they're vulnerable, and then Satan comes and introduced them to things. If you just do this, I give you this. Oh, hallelujah. If you just do that, I will do this for you. And so Jesus said, I don't want nothing you have, Satan, and I don't want anything that belongs to you. He said, get out of here. He said, it is written, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Somebody said, I'm going to serve God today. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy tries to come up against me. I don't care what kind of tactic that he tries to come up against me. I don't care what kind of arrow that he's trying to throw. He said, I will not worship you. I will worship the Lord your God, the great I am. That's who I'm going to worship. Oh, hallelujah. The King of the kings. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord of the Lord, the carpenter. That's who I'm going to worship. The bread of life. That's who I'm going to worship. I'm not going to, you can't give me anything, Satan. I'm going to serve the Lord my God. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Somebody need to get excited. Our worship is like incense. It's like aroma unto the nostrils of God. When God hears the worship, the prayers, the singing, the gratitude of his children, they're like aroma. They're like incense unto his nostrils. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when I realized that worship, it calms the atmosphere. Oh my goodness. And I can my children can be in the house, okay? And I can just put on some worship music. I tell you, it's just like peace. It's like calmness that come over the whole house. Oh, hallelujah. There's no worry in the presence of worship. It's just you and God. Somebody need to say, it's just me and God. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I'm excited. We're coming from the second book of Samuel. I'm going to try to slow down a little bit. We're going to talk about David. And this chapter, 2 Samuel, the sixth chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Now, we're talking about David. David, the Ark of the Covenant had been captured by the Philistines. And so when David came to be king of Jerusalem, well, they went back and they recovered the Ark of the Covenant, okay? And so we know the Ark of the Covenant they kept the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle, and then when Solomon built the temple, then they removed the Ark of the Covenant out of the tabernacle, and they went into the temple that Solomon had built for the Lord. And so we see that the Ark of the Covenant, it was at Abinadab house, and then they had moved to Obed-Edom house. And so now David is trying to take the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, because he realized that wherever the ark was, oh, hallelujah, wherever God was, they were going to be blessed. Many times they took the Ark of the Covenant and to battle with them, okay? And because of God was there, somebody needed to get excited, they were victorious over the battle. Oh, hell, they triumphed over the battle. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but because God is with you, you are victorious over that battle that you're going through. Oh, hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall not prosper. Why? Because God, hallelujah, is with you. Why? Because God, hallelujah, dwells within you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited. Somebody need to get excited with me today. The Bible says in Psalms 95 and 6, worship. It says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. So it's many ways that you can worship God, okay? You can bow down. You can kneel before God. Even in 1 Timothy 2:8 talks about raising your hands before the Lord. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing, okay? And so when we go into the presence of God, when we're worshiping, you know, we go into it with a clear conscience. We go into it with a clear mind. The Bible talks about how we should worship God in his spirit and in truth, okay? And so when we go before God into prayer and worship, oh, hallelujah. When we worship God, it's all about him. It's all about him. It's not about ourselves. It's not about no one else that's around us, but it's all about God. And so the Bible says in 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, it says, starting at the 14th verse, it says, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. Oh, hallelujah. David was a worshiper. Yes, he was. David was a worshiper. If you look into the book of Psalms, there's many, many psalms that he wrote. Oh, he was a worshiper. He was a man after God's own heart. And say, David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment. So David and all the people of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouts of joy and blowing of ram's horns. Okay? And they say, but as the ark of the Lord entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she was filled with contempt for him. So we see that here that David is married to Michal, which is Saul, the first king of Israel's daughter. Okay, and so we see, you read the book of Samuel, and First Kings, you see how Samuel was very jealous. He was full of anger. And so he gave David a run. He came up against David in every way that he thought he could come up against David. He was mean, okay? And so now we see here that now Saul's daughter, now the Bible says that she was filled with contempt. Why? Because she seen David praising the Lord. Maybe she thought that maybe because he was the king, that he should not be acting in that manner as being the king. But David said, king or no king, servant or king, I'm gonna praise the Lord. I'm gonna give honor to whom honor is due. And David realized that I didn't put myself into this position, but it was God, hallelujah, that opened the door for me. It was God that caused me to be the king. I didn't sign up to be the king. God chose me to be the king. And so David, with a humble spirit, he said, I'm going to dance before the Lord. The Bible said he wore nothing but a linen ephod. And so he danced before the Lord. He sang before the Lord. The Bible said they had timbrel, they had limbrel, they had all type of different ailments and all different type of instruments to praise God with. But hey, David said, I'm going to praise my God. And it said they brought the ark of the Lord and set it in place inside the special tent David had prepared for it. And David sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord, okay? And so David, he constantly reminded that everything that I'm doing is for the Lord. Oh, that's a word for someone today. Everything that I'm doing is for the Lord. And because everything I do is for the Lord, I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify his name. Okay? And so David said, when he had finished his sacrifice, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. Then he gave to every Israelite man and woman in the crowd a loaf of bread and cakes of dates and a cake of raisins. And all the people returned to their homes. When David returned home to bless his own family, Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him. She said in disgust, how distinguished the king of Israel looked today, shamelessly exposing himself to the servant girl. So she's worrying about something else. She's worrying about the cares of the world. She's worrying about other females looking at him. And David said, it's not about that, but it's about God. Oh, hallelujah. He said, and she said, David reported to Michal, and she said, I was dancing, hallelujah, before the Lord, who chose me above your father and all his family. He appointed me as a leader of Israel, the people of the Lord, so I celebrate before the Lord. And then he said, yes, and I am willing to look ever more foolish than this, even to be humiliated in my own eyes. And so he said, I don't care. The Bible said that God uses the foolish things in the world to confound the wise. He said, I have to look foolish. I'm going to look foolish for my God. I'm going to look foolish for my God and look foolish of this world. And so David danced. Oh, hallelujah. When the last time have you danced? When the last time have you worshiped? When the last time have you praised God and got and you stood up on your feet and just went into his presence and held your hands up and allow you to be in God's presence and let him calm that storm that you're going through? When the last time? Oh, hallelujah. We're talking about spiritual discipline. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about worshiping God. Oh, hallelujah today. We're talking about worshiping God. All these things form you to be who you are in God. I'm telling you, worship moves God. Oh, hallelujah. And so we see everyone, what happened was that she became jealous. She became jealous that David was worshiping his God, okay? And why was she jealous? Why was she jealous? Because we have to realize that everybody is not going to agree with your worship. Everybody is not going to agree how you worship. But it don't have anything to do with them. It has everything to do with you and God. Oh, hallelujah. Some people are just not going to go to the promised land with you. Okay? And so we see here in this same chapter, because of Michal, the way she was childless. She did not bear David any children. The Bible says that so Michal, the daughter of Saul, remained childless throughout her entire life. Okay? She spoke that upon herself. Okay? And so we have to realize that worship, oh hallelujah, worship is important. Worship opens up doors. Oh hallelujah. Worship closes doors. Okay. Worship breaks the bonds of the enemy off of your mind. It breaks the bonds of the enemy off of your life, off of your finances, off of your health. Worship moves God. Oh, come on, saints. Worship moves God. It's your worship. It's your worship determine who you belong to. Okay? Sometimes when I go into the church, I can't help but to see people around me just sitting down like they have nothing to worship. That they have no worship in there. They have no strength. They have no zeal in their spirit to worship God. I believe that a lot of times their eyes are just closed unto the God, to the things of God. Okay, when we begin to start thanking God and we begin to start counting our blessings, because we are in the week of Thanksgiving. Next week is Thanksgiving. We are to begin to start thanking God for what all He has done for us. Amen. We need to be start thanking God. Oh, hallelujah. Start thanking God for the many, many blessings that He has bestowed upon you. Exodus 34 and 14 says, "For thou shalt worship no other gods, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." Oh, hallelujah. He's jealous. He's wholly jealous upon you. Okay? He said, "I would not give my worship. I would not give my glory. I would not give my praise to no other." Okay? God said, all He wants you to do is worship. Come into His presence. Oh, hallelujah. And His presence is fullness of joy. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited for this word, worship, worship, worship. We need to put that on our minds every morning when we wake up. Begin to start your morning out with a praise. Begin to start your morning out with a worship. Begin to just put a worship song on and begin to just start telling God how much you love Him, how much you adore Him, how much you think about Him. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited. The Bible says in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Think on these things, okay? We go to church. When we go to church, our mind should be that we're going to worship God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm on my way to get into the presence of God. That's where our mindset should be when we're going to church, when we're going among the body of Christ. I'm not just going to see people. I'm not just going to look around, but I'm going to worship God. I'm going to go this morning and get into His presence. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Somebody needs to get excited. He tells the woman that's at the well. He tells her, "For the hour coming, and now is here." Oh, how when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. And so what God is saying is that I'm not looking for the ones that just only want to worship me temporarily. I'm not just looking for the one that's trying to get what they need to get. But I'm looking for the true worship, the one that's not going to fold under circumstances or under opposition of the enemy. He said, I'm looking for the true worshiper. Oh, hallelujah. Who is the true worshiper today? Who is a true worshiper today? Who is a true worshiper today? God said, I'm looking for the true worshiper. In spite of sickness, in spite of pain, in spite of letdown, in spite of disappointment, despite of losses, God is saying, I'm looking for the true worshiper. Are you still going to worship God? Oh, hello. Are you just going to worship God for what he can do for you? Well, worship God. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because he's kings of kings and he's lords of lords. Oh, hallelujah. Solomon states in 1 Kings 8:27, he says, the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him. How much less this temple I have built. And so we said that God does not live in a temple that's made with hands. Somebody need to get excited. He lives in that body, in our body, okay? He lives in dwelling. Holy Spirit lives inside of us today. And so when we say, Lord, come upon us, no, God lives within us. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. And so he's saying that. And he said, now your body is a sacrifice. He said, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable and pleasing unto God, which is your reasonable service. Somebody say worship. Worship, the sacrifice, going into the presence of God. You, the sacrifice, going into the presence of God. Lord, I'm your sacrifice. I'm your spot without land, without blemish. Going into the sacrifice, going into the presence of God today. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. If someone need to get excited, I get excited when I talk about the Lord. I just get excited about him. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying in the spirit at all and on every occasion. You know, we ought to worship when we don't want to worship, saints. We ought to pray when we don't want to pray, saints. We ought to study when we don't want to study, saints. We need to discipline ourselves in this area. Just like our mind controls us and says that we need to eat every day, okay? We need to be spiritual disciplined on the things of God. Prayer, we need to worship God. You know, begin to telling him who he is to you today, okay? So begin to pray to God, okay? A different type of prayer, interceding for people, petition prayer, supplication, different type of prayer. We, as the body of Christ, these are tools that we are to exercise on a daily basis. Oh, hallelujah. On a daily basis, we are to exercise these gifts. Excuse me. And so God is saying, telling us, we look throughout the Bible. We look all the way through. I look at worship and all the way from the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation. It talks about worship. Many times when people was healed by Jesus, many times the Bible said they worship him. Why? Because he healed them. He delivered them. He cast out demons. Okay, he made the dumb to speak. He made the lame to walk. Many people began to start thanking him and began to worship him. And I believe it. If you begin to start thinking about what all the things that God has done for you, I believe that you will get a worship in your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You begin to start worshiping. Your joy will become. Your joy will come back to you. Many people have lost their joy. They don't know how to lift their hands unto God. But God said, I'm calling the true worshipers, the one that, you know, that won't give up, the one that's going to continue to run this race that has been set before you. That one, the true worshiper. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. And so David danced before the Lord. And we know that David was a true worshiper. David was not perfect. David made mistakes like we all make mistakes. And if you're dealing with any self-condemnation today, there is no self-condemnation those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm saying scripture, okay? Forgive yourself, dust yourself off, and get back up and get in the race that has been set before you. I don't know who that word was for someone today, but God is saying there's no condemnation. He said, I have already forgiven you, but now it's time for you to forgive yourself. Oh, hallelujah. They say the true worshiper, worship. When I think about worship, oh my goodness, I get excited about God. Or that's one thing that I have to do when I get up in the morning, I have to worship. I tell my kids, I don't want no arguing, I don't want no fussing because this is God's time. This morning time of worship is God's time. And so you need to set as to be spiritual discipline. You have to, sometimes you may have to set your alarm clock. Lord, I'm going to set this time aside for you. I'm going to get up and I want to worship you. I'm going to seek your face early. The Bible says, he that seek him early will find him. And so, God, and so it's best to start our morning out with God on our mind, okay? I mean, he's the one that wakes us up every morning. Why not think about the one that woke you up, okay? And sometimes we had to set our alarm clocks for what may be a good time to worship God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, I worship him all day long in my car, in my house. I worship him. Why? Because I know that he is the one that has set me free. He's the one that died on the cross for my sins. Oh, nobody else could do it but him. He's the one that has delivered me. Could nobody else deliver Brenda but God? Oh, hallelujah. And why? And because he has delivered me, I owe him praise. I owe him honor. I owe him my life. I owe him worship. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to begin to start lifting up their hands, their holy hands, and begin to start worshiping the God that brought you out of darkness and brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, the one that has delivered you from the hands of the enemy, the one that has snatched you out of the lion's mouth. When you begin to start thinking about all the things that God has done for you, you can't help but to get excited about God. You can't help but to worship him. I'm excited today. I am so excited about the word. Worship. This is one of the things that I needed as a believer to teach on. I needed to teach on these because sometimes we struggle in certain areas of our lives, and we have to know that we have to be disciplined in the things of God if we want to be perfected in the things of God. We want to be able for God to use us in any way. Then we need to be disciplined in the spiritual discipline area of what God has called us to be disciplined in, which is we're going to talk about fasting next week. Fasting, prayer, worshiping. Sometimes we need to spend time with God. And so we need to be disciplined in all those areas, because I know that if you practice these things, you will be productive of what God is trying to do in your life. I'm telling you, if you just practice these things, you will be productive. You will grow spiritually. You will grow closer to God. You will manifest the fruit of the Spirit. You will, your peace. A lot of time we have a lot of things that's going on in our minds. We need peace. But I tell you, you be disciplined in the things of God, like we're disciplined in getting up every morning, going to work. I tell you, you will see the presence of God manifest in your life. And so I pray that you enjoy this message, this teaching today. Next week, we'll be talking about spiritual discipline. We'll talk about fasting. Also, we're going to continue talking about spiritual discipline. I pray that you are blessed with this message. Again, I want to thank Pastor E for allowing me to be able to speak on this platform, on this podcast. I'm excited. I pray that you was blessed by the message, and God bless you. And I will be talking with you next week. God bless.
You can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Take my hands,
Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. You can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Use me, Lord. Yes, you can. called Moses from the wilderness. You put a rod in his hand. You use him to lead your people over to the promised land. Lord, I'm willing to trust in you. So take my life, Lord, and use it too. Yes, if you can use anything, Lord, come on and use me.
You can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
I'm willing to be used tonight, Lord. Goliath, and that mighty giant fell. He proved to his people that God was alive in Israel. Lord, I'm available to you, and I'm wanting to be you. Yes, I am, Lord. You can use anything, Lord. Come on and use me.